Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Jonathan Majors showed up to court yesterday hand in hand with his new girlfriend. I gotta tell you, when I saw this photo of him and Megan Good walking into court, I was shook. So he showed up yesterday to face a judge for the first time regarding his assault case that involved his ex-girlfriend. Just as a quick catch up on the case, police were called on his ex for a domestic dispute a couple months ago. His ex was taken to the hospital with visible injuries and a big deep cut behind her ear. Obviously, not our place to say whether this did or did not happen and who's at fault. All I got to say is if I'm Megan Good, I better be dang sure I know what happened from his side.
And you're saying this is a new girlfriend, so this is a fresh relationship?
Very fresh.
I couldn't help but jump to the conclusion that he's using her as he walks into court to be like, see, I can be in a relationship with a woman and she's not afraid to be with me. Therefore, I did not hurt anybody.
See, I would not dare commit domestic violence in public in a courtroom. See here, so I'm bringing my date with me.
That was my first thought, that she has to realize that she's being used in this situation.
Right?
It's one thing to date him right off of these allegations, but to show up to the courtroom hand in hand, that was a lot to me.
Yeah, and this is just me, man. But if I was single and I was dating and you were in the middle of a domestic violence case, just for me, I'm not getting involved in all that.
Yeah, he's on the top 5 list of people that you probably shouldn't date when they're in the middle of a very public trial for this. So I was absolutely flabbergasted when I saw her walking in. She looked amazing, but that's beside the point. He's expected to show up again in court in August, so I'll be interested to see how this relationship ends up lasting, if she sticks it out with him, because like you got to be sure if you're going to stand beside him and almost feels like an endorsement. Like, I'm going to stand beside my man, even if he's up for trial for this.
Could she also be using him for publicity?
I think that's fair.
It's not great, but it's often said, no bad, how's it go?
I'm not really sure what you're trying to say. The early bird catches
no
the worm.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
You got it.
This is up there.
I don't know. So they're in this.
All publicity is good publicity.
That's the one that you were struggling with.
I have a kid.
Between that and the mix-up between Mark Twain and Albert Einstein I wouldn't listen to this show. I think that she's probably hearing everything that happened from his side also. So in her opinion, he's totally innocent, right? Because she's going to take his side because they're dating. So she thinks that she's up there, I'm guessing, with an innocent dude.
Yeah. And for Jonathan Majors, I would say this would be the one case where all good publicity is not good publicity. Okay, Denise Richards, she says she makes $2 million a month off OnlyFans. So last week we talked about her daughter, Sammy. Remember we had that whole debate about her calling herself a sex worker, not wanting to call it a porn star situation. And we were like, what does that mean? What's the difference? Well, People Magazine is reporting that both of them, they're putting themselves in this category because they're not doing any nudity. They're just doing like some sensual photos, but they're all covered, but they're not showing anything. Sammy makes $80,000 a month.
Damn.
And Denise makes $2 million a month. That's $24 million a year for Denise and almost $1 million for her daughter.
I'm going to start working that chest and arms more today.
I'm telling you.
OnlyFans of my future. $80,000 a month?
I'm working way too hard at this point in life. I need OnlyFans too.
And you look good, dude. You can pull this off.
I need to. No, pull it off for real. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, what do I got to do? Show some calves, like a nice forearm?
What do you do?
I'll oil it up a little bit.
Abby, my favorite body part? A man's calves.
Oh, that
my
is
husband
oddly
has got some very, very nice calves.
If you knew, Abby, that you could make, let's say, $10,000 a month just by feet pictures, they never see your face, never see any other part of your body. It's just feet because you got the most adorable feet, you think, right? So you put them up there and you got all these freaky feet people and you were making $10,000 a month. Would you do it?
Yes.
You would?
I have to be honest, I was reading this and I was like, shoot, like I could buy a house at the end of the year, like just by showing a shoulder, being a little scandalous with, you know, do a nice back roll, maybe put it to some Marvin Gaye.
Like 80. Remember? Let's get it on behind the feet.
Just like this, like, let's get it on. Okay. I'll twinkle my toes a little bit. Like, it'll be $80,000 is a lot of money.
It is a month, man. All right, so here's another deeper question. If you could do an OnlyFans based on one body part that you have, never see your face unless you think that's the face that's going to make you money. One body part, what body part would you expose on OnlyFans that you think could get you some cash?
Between from the neck down?
Cassie, that's easy.
My big toe, obviously.
Well, I don't... The one... I can't do that because that's my husband's favorite part, and I wouldn't want to expose my husband's favorite part on the OnlyFans.
Girl, get your bag.
My tapers. That was my husband's first compliment to me on our very first date. He said I had very nice tapers.
What's a taper?
So like your wrist and your ankles.
Oh, I will say I do have some nice ankles myself. So yes. That's where when I quit this job, just know I'm showing my ankles out on the internet.
So mine would be my wrist.
I love it. I'm like, boop, my boobs. And Kristen's like, my wrist. And like, my ankles. They're cute.
Well, and Mo used to be like a hand model.
Hand model. Yeah. So yeah, sure. It'd be my tapers.
I guess I'm the only whore in the studio.
Well, just to join you, I would do my chest also.
Well, thank you.
I work hard on it. But it does not look like yours. You're making more money than I am.
I grew up myself.
I assure you. The Burt Show.